Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Happy New Year, listeners. Welcome to 2019. I hope we all made it. Starting this year, we're going to change the podcast just a little bit. We'll still have 10 song playlist episodes available wherever you just got this podcast, still for free. But we'll have longer episodes available on Patreon, sometimes 12 songs, sometimes 14. So if you want to hear the full episodes, get on over to Patreon and sign up there. And otherwise, you can just keep going. I mean, it would be cool for you to be a Patreon supporter. You know how we don't have ads or a network supporting us. So, you know, the Patreon support really means a lot. But whatever. I know. Life's hard. You do you. And thank you for listening. Welcome to Cool Playlist. I'm Eliza Skinner, and this is my podcast, where every episode we make a playlist for a specific life event, moment, or occasion, always with a special guest. And today's special guest is hilarious. She's so funny. She's so wonderful. Please. Wait, that's weird. I'm asking for applause on a podcast. This guest deserves it. It's Nicole Byer.
It's me. And I truly hope that people clap at home for me.
Yeah, right?
That would be nice. I sometimes clap for people in my house.
I do all the time.
Right?
I just saw Mary Poppins recently and was not expecting.
The new one?
Yeah. Mary Poppins Returns. I wasn't expecting anything.
I have a question.
Yes, go for it.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, do it.
I've never seen the first one. Where does she go?
What do you mean?
Well,
in between?
Mary Poppins Returns.
Nobody knows.
Oh.
Maybe hell.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why she's so happy and nice.
Is she the one who's trying to give everybody a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down?
Yeah, she's trying to get them high.
I mean, that's wild.
Yeah.
So, like, she's trying to give people medicine. So does she give the medicine first and then the sugar? Or is it sugar
or is
than
it,
medicine?
Or is it, do you pour the medicine into the sugar?
Oh, never crossed my mind.
Me neither. This is the first time I'm. Because also, if you put a spoonful of sugar in your mouth, that's disgusting.
Yeah, and it's too sweet.
It's dusty.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, after every musical number, I literally wanted to applaud.
Oh, really?
And
is that good?
Most of the audience did. I was like playing it cool in the back. Yeah.
Then maybe I gotta see. I do love a musical.
Yeah, I, as I said, I wasn't expecting to care about it because Mary Poppins was never a movie that, like, I don't know, I cared about. But yeah, I really liked it.
Who's the OG Mary Poppins?
Julie Andrews.
Oh.
Julie Andrews.
I love me some Julie Andrews.
Yes, children.
Yes.
She says children all the time.
Children.
Thank you so much for coming and doing this. Our playlist today is for putting on your makeup.
Yes.
Why'd you pick that theme?
Because that's usually when I'm listening to music. Like, I listen to music in my car, but I usually listen to, like, an Apple-curated R&B or hip-hop or pop thing. But when I'm doing my makeup, I listen to, like, my favorites.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take?
It depends. If I'm doing, like, a full beat, an hour to an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
If I woke up late, 45 minutes. But at minimum, if I want to look good, like, a half hour. But I can do it in 15 minutes, but I won't be contoured. And I probably will put on glasses to conceal that I didn't have time to put on lashes.
I like the sliding scale. I think I'm probably the same, and yet in my mind I'm always like, oh no, it takes like 5 to 10 minutes.
No, it doesn't.
No, it
and
doesn't.
I don't know why we lie to ourselves.
Yep. I do that with everything though. I'm like, okay, so I have to be there in an hour. I should start thinking about it in like 50, 55 minutes.
Yep. I had a date with a dude, and I was consistently late for all of our dates because I'm perfect. Also, I'm the boss. You wait for me. No, I'm kidding. I'm just bad at time. But I was, like, meeting up with him, and I was, like, running 15 minutes late, and he's like, okay. And then I, like, got in the car, and then I was, like, brushing through my hair, and I was like, ooh, it is naughty. And he's like, well, thank you for not doing what you needed to do to make it unnaughty. And I was like, brush it? And he was like, yeah, whatever. I'm glad I didn't have to wait longer. And I was like, fair, fair.
That's a positive spin on it.
Always so late.
I was in New York recently, and I was on time, if not early, for everything.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that at first I was like, well, I'm just a better person now. And then I was like, oh, it's a city that I'm not used to. So I am like, I'm taking it seriously. And I used to be used to it. We both used to live there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So it was, but having a week of being on time was so nice that I'm like, I should really get better at this.
Yeah.
Take a look at this going
forward.
Last
time I was early for therapy, I was like, I'm early. She was like, doesn't it feel good? I was like, yes. And she was like, well, maybe you want to continue that feeling. I was like, I do. And then, you know, I was a full 2 hours late to something the next day. Mm. Also in New York, I was consistently so late. If I had to be anywhere, like at like say 7, I lived on 160th. I knew it would take me a solid half hour to get anywhere, but I would always leave with like 10 minutes to get to the place and be like, I'll get in a cab. And then that takes twice as long
exactly.
as just taking the fucking train.
I was about to say.
We're all just lying to ourselves. Be like, a cab is faster. It's not.
Nope.
Walking or the train or a bus. I love the M104. That was my bus.
Really?
It went right up Broadway and you can just look around. I love buses.
Do you still ride them?
I haven't been on a bus in a very long time, but New York just changed their buses and they're so nice.
Do they have extended. Like a bar service now?
No.
Okay.
They're just sleek looking.
So they just look cool from the outside.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I always like the little accordion ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's I love them. I love standing in the accordion because I'm like, what if it detaches?
Yeah. Or like it's some sort of neither here nor there portal.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm constantly in a state of transition and potential.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those accordion buses are a statement on life.
Thank you. That's all. I think that's our podcast. No.
And that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
Are you ready to get in this playlist?
Yes.
Great. The first song in the playlist is actually your choice.
Mm-hmm.
It was, do you remember what it is? Do you want me to
Is it Dip by Tyga?
Yes, it is.
I really like it. There's like, there's like violins.
It's great.
First things first, I fuck, get all the money. Bitches love me, keep it honey. Bitches
I like that he fucks first.
Yes.
That's a nice thing to begin with, I think.
I would love for someone to fuck me first and then try to get to know me.
I mean, I'm including, like, you know, foreplay and all of that.
Oh, yes. I love that line. I could be your daddy because I'm a motherfucker.
It's pretty cute.
It's great.
Yeah.
Also, like, when you think of Tyga, you're not like, bangers. You're like, Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend.
Well, that's true with so many people now. I feel like everyone's personal life has become the headline.
Yeah.
And it's like, eh, so what about their... Or you get surprised by discovering their actual work.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this came out this past year, 2018. Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. And it is Tyga with Nicki Minaj in it.
Mm-hmm. And Nicki Minaj's verse, I think, is fun.
Yeah, I love the music video also. It feels very... late 90s, I guess, like Scream ish.
Yes, because they're like in a void, right? It's like white room.
It's a void, but it feels a little space station-y of a void.
You know? Oh, wait, I don't know if I put this on the playlist. Oh, I don't think I did. Money by Cardi B.
You didn't.
Have you seen the video?
I don't think
so. It dropped today at 2 p.m.
Then no.
Eastern Standard Time. You better believe it. 11 a.m. in L.A. I said, I got to get to YouTube. It's a great video. Mm-hmm. There's some titties in it, and I didn't know titties were allowed on YouTube.
Is there a whole scene before it starts?
No.
Thank God.
No, it just gets right into it.
I love that.
It's a good video. She looks great. She's breastfeeding at one point. And I was like, normalize it, Cardi B. And then she's also on a pole. I'm like, normalize that too.
Yeah, I connected with a guy on a dating app a while back. And one of his things was like, I'll judge your musical taste. And I was like, this could be a red flag or it could be an opportunity to talk about something. So I was like, hey, what's your judgment on, what's your criteria? And he was like, well, you know, like just what, I don't know, some bullshit stuff. And he was like, and no Cardi B. And I was like, why not Cardi B? And he wrote this like wild long answer about she's what's wrong with America and commercialization, and it's disgusting and not feminist, and like it's leading people down a fucked up path. And I was like, okay. Oh, and I was like, why Cardi B? I kind of like a lot of her stuff, but I don't have real strong feelings. And then he wrote all that, and I was like, okay. And I didn't write back.
Red flag.
I didn't write back, and then he wrote again and was like, sorry if I offended you. And I was like,
oh,
you
boy.
Didn't offend me, but it seems like something you're pretty passionate about in a way that I don't really connect with.
Also, you seem angry that a strong woman is successful.
Exactly. But I was like, that's not my job to explain all of that on this app when you're already being creepy.
Because it's so aggressive. Weird to be like commercialism. And I'm like, she came up on a reality show in Instagram.
Yeah.
And people were like, we like her. She's not a product of anything.
Exactly.
If anything, people are using the product she created. Like those Alexa ads where I'm like, ooh, this is real forced and shoehorned to use like all your little isms. But like, get your money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, use
well,
your
and also,
personality.
What, should she be like handing out songs for free in a field?
Yeah.
Like,
we're, honestly.
These are jobs.
Cardi B, if you're listening, please do that.
I mean,
would be very fun.
It would be.
If you just handed out MP3s.
A real like nature queen video.
I would sign up. I would wait in a line to see Cardi B in a field just handing shit out.
Her mashup with Marina Abramovich.
Who's that?
Oh, she's an artist who, she's like a performance artist, and she got kind of hot. I mean, she's been a successful performance artist to the extent that you can say that for a long time, but like Jay-Z and Beyonce and James Franco and all these people started name-checking her and paying attention to her when she did this MoMA installation where she was just sitting there and you could come and sit across from her. And she was in this like white sort of severe goddess gown with like slicked back, severe hair. She does a lot of stuff out in the world or just like, like she did.
People do that. Didn't like Tilda Swinton sleep in a box?
Yeah. I feel like Tilda Swinton's stuff like that is very influenced by her.
I like Tilda.
Yeah, right?
She's weird.
She is.
I love a weirdo.
One of my favorite Marina Abramovich's though is she was dating another performance artist and they decided to break up, and they did it by going to the Great Wall of China and starting together and then just walking away from each other.
Oh, wow.
I think. Or maybe they started apart and they walked to each other and then passed each other. Whatever. But I was like, what a formal, ornate breakup.
I mean, I'm kind of here for it.
Right?
I mean, right now, I just have men who never text me back.
Yeah. If you're like, instead, we're going to make something for the MoMA about this.
I would be like, this is great. I'd love to go to China, one.
Yeah.
Two, we can have a fun time in the hotel before we break up.
Yeah. And three, I know that we broke up.
Yeah.
I don't have to be like,
I don't have
is
to
he
wonder.
Show up again? Yeah.
Will he ever text me?
Yep. And the answer is yes, he will. It's just
going to
be the weirdest
you.
Time.
I can't wait. My life is so weird.
It truly is. the next song on the playlist, my choice, is Disco Tits by Tove Lo. Hi, you say hi, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah. Came out in 2017. Lead single from her third album, Blue Lips.
Never heard this before in my life.
Ooh, let's play a little bit. I'm sweating from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. Right? I'm sweating from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. She's wet through all of her clothes.
I like that.
I thought you might.
She's ready to go.
Yeah.
Although, I would be so, like, alarmed if I was, like, making out with someone and then was sopping wet through my clothes.
Yeah, I suppose there are a few places that you're like, oh, is something wrong?
Oh, no.
Why am I too wet? Why are my ankles so wet?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Maybe don't fuck me. I'm sick.
Yeah, I should check this out.
I gotta go to the hospital.
I mean, I've been hydrating.
But, like, I don't think I'm peeing myself. I don't know.
Do you smell Hawaiian punch?
Oh, God. Do you smell burnt toast?
Oh, God.
Maybe it's a stroke. I don't know.
It's a pussy stroke. Yeah.
I did like it. It's a good song.
Right?
You know my roommate, John Milheiser. I feel like it's a song that I would find him dancing to alone at 3 a.m. with a glass or a bottle of champagne.
Oh, that's fun. With someone else, it would be almost grudge the ring-like to find someone dancing in the middle of the night.
Swaying in the middle of the night. That's my roommate.
Just down a hallway. Her music, speaking of music videos, the music video for this is almost too silly.
It's her
and a puppet.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
She's talking about her hard nipples and how wet she is. And she's like, let's get Sesame Street in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She
sounds wrong.
She and Charlie XCX do a lot of work together and seem to be friends. And I feel like they're that gang of new pop women who are like, see if I fucking care what you think.
I kind of like that.
I do.
There's this new one that I saw on Ellen.
Okay. Wait, was it a child from YouTube? Because that's what I know Ellen for breaking.
I mean, it is kind of weird that she interviews people from YouTube, but then like you have a show to promote and they're like, sorry, no. Anyway.
Next, the boy who flosses.
But no, she had this girl on named
Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Eilish.
I love Billie Eilish. I've had her on, I haven't had her on it, but I've put her on a bunch of bunch of playlists.
She truly looked like she don't care.
Yeah.
She was like in a box sitting. I was like, oh, all right, you're not going to do a thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I think what's kind of cool about her, like these women are at a point where they're like, check out my nipples. They're mine. I'm going to do what I want with them. And I feel like Billie Eilish is kind of at a point where she's a little bit younger and she's not super sexy and kind of protecting that part of herself in a way that I think is really healthy and cool, where she's sitting in boxes and wearing like lots of layers, but also
she wears so many layers, big old shorts and big old shirts.
Yeah. Like you'd be hard pressed to know what her figure is.
Yeah, she'll never get wet through her clothes
because
she's wearing too many
layers. Unless it starts from the outside in. Unless, you know.
Unless she jumps in a pool.
Exactly. And that's what kids should do.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I think she's like 16.
Too young.
I met her at Bonnaroo.
Did you?
I did. We were on a panel together.
Oh, that's fun. I've never gone to Bonnaroo.
I would only go as a performer.
I would never go to a music festival as a person.
I performed it this summer. And both, I was like, what are you people doing?
Right? I went to Outside Lands and there were so many people that I could tell that they were moving, but I had no idea where anyone was moving to.
Yeah.
It was just too many people. There was like one woman passed out and it's just too much. I wanted to go to Coachella because, you know, Beyonce.
Sure.
And then we were trying to figure out, me and a friend, how to like get in for free. Nobody gets in for free. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think people do get in for free or to VIP stuff for free, but it's all brand stuff from what I've experienced. Like if you're doing something for some brand.
Oh, I see.
I dated a guy who got in free.
Oh.
So
I was lied to.
Yeah. Or maybe I was. Hey.
Or maybe I'm truly not important enough and they're like, you have to pay.
But he was not important. The guy I dated. It was just like he was working for the right brands that had connections there. So.
But also, I don't know. What are you looking for?
Oh, there it is. Okay. I have all my mail in the world in my bag.
Why?
Because I'm going to the post office.
Oh.
Yes, like a dinosaur.
Wait, do you not have like a mailbox where you can leave shit at?
No, not reliably.
Fair.
Yeah.
Eliza lives in a place with so many stairs, it's upsetting.
Nicole won't come to my house anymore. She pretends that like she's just kidding and she will, but she truly won't.
You didn't warn me.
I'm sorry. I think I fucked up my knee on him.
There was no warning. I looked up and I said, I'd be there tomorrow. It's so many stairs. I don't know how you do it every day. You must have really great cardiovascular health.
No, I don't. That's why it's really hurting me. People say that. They're like, oh, you must have a good butt. You must be so in shape. Like, no. What I must be is a shut-in because I'm like, give me a reason to come down these stairs or go up them.
It is so many stairs. I should be used to it. Well, no. I haven't lived in New York in 6 years, but I lived on a 6-floor walk-up.
Yeah.
And it was...
That's worse.
It was awful.
When I was staying in New York, I stayed up in a 5th floor for a couple days, and
it's bad.
It was worse than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next song on the playlist is yours.
I don't remember what it is.
Tongue
Pop the Holidays?
Yeah, you remember
what it is. Oh, I do remember. Alyssa Edwards!
Off A Ho Christmas from House of Edwards, 2016.
Tis the season to be jolly. Beat the mug and hang that holly. Reindeer games and faints of snow. But there's one thing you gotta know. I know Saint Nick gives out the gifts, but he stepped aside to
do this year round or is this seasonal?
I was listening to it in my car.
That's great.
Pump up. When you want to get it in.
Are you a big tongue popper?
No, I can't do it.
Yeah,
but
I don't think I can do it.
The chorus of this is so funny.
Yeah.
Wait, can you turn it
sure,
back
yeah,
up?
Yeah, 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 keep going. Does the season let the beat drop?
Yep, it's so funny. Thank you so much. It makes me laugh so hard. When I saw the video, I cackled so hard. Alyssa Edwards is so funny.
She has really grown on me. When she was initially on the show, I was like, she's a little much. And I kind of got that like popular girl, too perfect feeling from
her. Yes, well, they were also trying to push her storyline so hard with Coco Montrese about them and the like Miss Gay America. But then when she comes back to All Stars, you're like, oh, wow, you are very fun.
Yeah.
And then all of her branding stuff has been really funny to me, specifically because I feel like they're like, say whatever you want, Alyssa. And she's like, what do you mean? And they're like,
got
there
it.
You go.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's so funny.
I feel like that is a little how you come across with like your but nailed it stuff.
Well, that's literally what the show is.
Yeah.
We shot it for 10 hours and there's framework, but then you lose your mind after a while.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's what we want.
That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, how much of it is really just you and how much of it is them being like, this feels like you say this.
Well,
can I not ask that?
No, you can. We had a producer. So it's weird because we don't have a writer. We have a producer who writes the copy.
That's true of most reality shows.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was so weird to me. I was like, why don't you get a joke writer? And they were like, you can have a friend come. And I was like, what do you mean come?
Yeah.
And they're like, your friend can come and like punch stuff up. And I was like, will you pay them? They're like, no. And I was like, then no, get real.
Good move. Because season four, that's going to happen.
What?
Well, they'll pay you eventually. Like,
I mean, it would be really cool if they paid, like, because they've been like okay with coming up with like jokes and stuff. But I'm like, we could have like hard jokes if you had an actual comic here who could help me write stuff. But, so, like, I'll read the copy and then usually just add whatever I want in it. And then they'll be like, can we do a straight one? And I'll go, no.
So smart.
Because you're not going to use it. You're going to use what I just did.
Or if they do use it, you don't want them to use
that.
Yeah,
I don't want it. It's not fun.
It took me too long to learn the lesson of, like, do not say or do anything that you don't want them to use. Because that is what they will use. They'll use that quote. They'll use that photo. They'll use that take. Penn Jillette once, I don't know if he said this. I don't know where I heard he's been a good, whatever. He said that when he was on The Apprentice, anytime he wanted stuff not on camera, he would just start singing Beatles songs.
Yeah.
He's like, well, are you going to get the rights to this? And sometimes it would be like someone else breaking down and he would just be like, hey, Jude. But yeah, and you do a really great job of drawing that line and then moving on.
Yeah. I won't harp on it. I'll just be like, no, thank you.
So what's next?
Yeah, it's been interesting working with reality. Because Girl Code was reality, but not in a way where there was a camera on me for 10 hours a day. Where I'm just like living. Sometimes I haven't seen all the episodes, but I watched one where I was like, why would they use that shot? I literally look like I'm dead. Like I was just zoned out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen footage of me lit so, like viciously that I'm like, why
did you put that into the world?
You didn't pay me enough for the therapy I need for this shot. Does it make your product look good for me to look like that?
Also, when people promote shows or anything with a picture,
I hate.
They'll pick the worst picture.
Yes, I'm like, you need to ask the person, or at the very least, pick a picture that you know they have posted.
Yes.
If it's just something that you randomly find, don't use that picture.
Not to toot my own horn, but I was in the New York Times.
You've been in all over the place recently.
They were just talking about how Nailed It now has a Spanish version. And I was like, they missed a real opportunity to have me try to speak Spanish, but whatever. But they used the worst picture of me. I know I have two chins, but in this picture I had like four. And I was like, I mean, I know who's calling me.
It's me.
It's from Long Beach. That's not Hollywood.
Mm-mm.
I won't answer. You know, like,
hello, Hollywood calling.
Unknown numbers.
Just kidding. We're Long Beach.
Unknown numbers. I always answer because I'm like, this might be a job that like somebody didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's Long Beach. Who lives in Long Beach?
Surfers.
Oh my God. Maybe it's a surfer who wants to fuck me.
You should have answered. If he cares, I'll leave you a voicemail.
Fair.
Next song.
Yes. Is one of yours.
Is one of mine. It's Diva by
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce.
Apparently, tracks leaked for Beyonce last night.
What?
But I haven't gotten a chance to listen.
Na na na, Diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler. Na na na, Diva is a female version of a hustler.
This is from 2008 off of I Am Sasha Fierce.
Stop the track. Let me stay
fast. I had a hard time picking the Beyonce song for this playlist because it could have been pretty much any of them.
I Am Sasha Fierce is a great album.
It really is. Well, I was one of the ones that I was really considering was Ego.
Ego's a great song.
Yeah. But I was also considering Countdown, Feeling Myself. But I was feeling, I was like, this is the mood I need when I'm putting on makeup. Mm-hmm. I need, like, I'm flawless, but...
But you're not. Like, that's a lie to listen to Flawless as you're putting on makeup to cover your flaws.
Exactly.
What is my Beyonce song that I listen to when I get ready? Probably Formation. I think Formation's my jam for right now. Lemonade is a great album, but you know, Anti, I think, was a better one.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And I didn't have this thought until a friend was like, go back and listen to them top to bottom. And I was like, okay. And I did.
Now I want to like compare tracks.
Ooh, Long Beach left a voicemail.
Oh my God. Is the surfer in love with you?
This is the weirdest
What
voicemail.
Is it?
It's from a woman who says, okay, should I just play it?
Okay.
It's so weird. It's from a lady who, okay, speaker.
Hi, this message is for Ms. Nicole Byer. I don't worry, you're not in any trouble. This is kind of an odd
message
to get, I understand. But we actually, I got your name and number from an individual who is suing my client, Moonlight Roller Rink. And this individual has said that you... he lost your business because of things that my client did or didn't do. And I'm trying to get kind of a better idea of what happened.
I was taking private classes roller skating.
I did that.
And the reason why I stopped is because a UPM told me that it was a liability, that when I was working, I couldn't roller skate. And then I just never got back into it.
So it wasn't that someone did
something. No, nobody did anything to me.
I took lessons in New York because I was thinking about getting into roller derby.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I started reading roller derby forums, and I was like, I already am involved in a crazy subculture because I'm already an improv. I don't need this one.
But isn't that a scary message to get? You're not in any trouble.
Well, because she obviously calls people about people being sued all the time, so she's used to. So you are in trouble.
I gotta say, you're getting sued, so you're in big trouble.
Big time. I think Sorry is my track from Lemonade. Although
Sorry's good.
Formation wasn't on.
Formation technically is like the
just a
like a bonus track.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I guess it was just a single. Because it wasn't what is it? Freedom with Kendrick Lamar. That's also a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom. I can't sing. At the BET Awards, they did it in, like, Water.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good song.
Mm. That's the thing. They're all good songs.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick one.
Yeah, but
I picked Diva.
Anti's a good album.
Okay.
Go back and listen to it.
All right.
I really enjoyed it.
The next song, speaking of divas, is yours. I feel like this is a quiz where you just have to remember.
Is this Cupcake?
No.
Oh.
She's a diva.
She's a diva.
She's probably...
Cher?
Yeah.
Believe?
Yeah.
From
1998. Off her 22nd album of the same name. Believe.
This has been my ringtone for, I think, the last 15 years.
I love it.
But it's not even the chorus.
Which part?
What part is it? I'll play it for you after this.
No matter how hard I try, I keep pushing you.
Oh, nope.
We
keep pushing.
We both fucked it up. But we love it.
We love it.
This is the spoiler. It's the, I believe, big finale in the Cher show. Which,
oh, probably, because I think that's her encore song.
Yeah.
I saw her live in Vegas, and I sobbed. So I think she's changed the show since, because Kara Klink went and saw her and said that this didn't happen. So in the show I saw, she descended from the ceiling in a birdcage wearing a beautiful blue, I think it was a jumpsuit, with a big afro, and then she appropriates every other culture, so like I didn't feel bad about it. And when she like appeared in this birdcage and slowly descended, I was just so overwhelmed. And I don't get starstruck because like they're not signing my checks. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
If we're in the same room, it's for a reason. But like, she just, it really washed over me that I was like, I've loved this woman for so long.
Uh-huh.
And I've idolized her. And when I was little, I would sing her music all the time. And she was just in front of me. And I burst into tears. And I was with Sashir and Mateo. Mateo was like, really? And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So I went to the premiere of the Cher show because my sister's in it. She's playing Cher's mother. And watching Cher walk in, I was like, I was like, yeah, we're going to be there at this party and you're probably going to meet Cher. And watching her walk in, I was like, oh, I'm going to lose my shit.
Right?
I didn't know that until I saw her.
She's a perfect, perfect angel of a woman. And then at the end of the show, she does this like really giving glorious thing where like she lets people come to the stage to get a better picture of her.
Oh, come
and she
on.
Like shakes hands and stuff. And earlier in the show, I'd asked the usher, I was like, if no one sits in the front, can we move up? And she was like, no. And I was like, well, how would you know? She was like, I'm watching you.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, okay. So then when everyone's like walking to the front, she stepped in front of me and she was like, go back to your seat. And I was like, but everyone, and like people are just like going around me. And so she like went, and so she doesn't even like Cher the way I like Cher. And then I like went back to my seat and I almost started crying. I was like, this woman is literally stopping my dreams. So as I left,
okay,
I walked past her and I had a giant cup of vodka soda and I threw it at her and I said, you're a fucking cunt. And then I got dragged out because they're like, we can't be banned from the MGM hotel.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're all MGM hotels. Well, you know that this is like the first beat of the story and it ends with you meeting Cher.
I mean,
we just don't know when that's going to happen.
I don't know when, but my life is wild and hopefully it'll happen.
For sure.
I love Cher. I love her Twitter.
It's great. That's in the Cher show. It's like one of the first jokes. They refer to it. Yeah. But, and also, as far as her like appropriating culture, I mean, obviously she's from a different era, but also when she was coming up, she was so, is there a word for like misgendered, but like ethnicized?
Yeah.
She kind of had to represent all these different things. So I think she has like a really different relationship with it because of that, because she had stuff piled on her, which like, yeah, she
what
could disconnect
from that.
She's Armenian.
Half Armenian.
Half very white.
Like a Kardashian.
Yes.
And that's why a Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian was at that show also. Kim and Kanye were there. That was the one where they were like,
oh, where they were like texting through it.
Yeah, but apparently it was just Kanye taking notes on what he loved because they were visibly like enthralled through the whole show.
Because
that's the first and second most famous Armenian women right there in the same room.
But I like that he was taking notes like he couldn't just remember to have a conversation later.
Well, he's got a lot of things going on in his brain right now.
Oh boy, our friend needs, I don't know, medication.
Yeah, well, you know, sure. I mean, I can't really backseat diagnose
somebody,
but I also think this whole fame thing is a wild ride.
Fame?
Yeah, like that level of it.
Yes, because I was thinking the other day, I was like, they don't get to leave their home.
No.
They stay inside.
And how can you trust anything anyone says to you? Is that
your
real feeling? Are you trying to get something from me?
Well,
are you trying
to
placate
me? When their
first
child was born, they sent a fake picture of a baby out to friends to see who would sell that picture.
Wow.
And people
That feels like Kim Kardashian shrewdness.
Uh-huh.
She's wily. She knows what she's doing.
I am thankful that I do comedy. There is no comedian, I think, who's like on that level.
Well, I know what you're saying, because like we just talk about actual lives and thoughts, and you're always bringing yourself up and putting yourself down in the stuff that we do. But I don't know. Eddie Murphy got kind of disappeared.
Well, Well, Eddie Murphy was doing... Oh, my... Can you... You probably heard my dog.
Yes.
Eddie... I brought my dog. He's in a bag. I won't let him out because he loves to shit. Loves a good shit. But Eddie Murphy was doing... He was creeping around. So that's why people were being invasive.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, all kinds of... You think comedians don't creep around?
No, I know.
We got a little Louis problem out there.
I know we creep, but... I feel like that's why they were being invasive about his life. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Kim's creeping around. Like, I don't know. When you pick up hookers and shit, you're like out in the world and people are like, oh shit, that's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Picking up a hooker. Yeah. We should report this. This is fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I feel like a lot of comedians who do that will talk about it. Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure we're going to find out real soon. We're going to get some comedians getting super famous and, you know.
Getting wild. Yeah. But I feel like they flame out before they... Like, TJ Miller really flamed out.
Yeah. But Louis.
Louis, it is incredible the staying power of that man.
Yeah.
Who's barely... I mean, I say he's barely funny. I think he's only got one good special and the rest are basically second beats, third beats, and half-baked ideas that aren't fully formed. But also, I had a bad interaction with him, so I don't like him.
Yeah. I mean, these are all people is the thing. Like,
yes.
And I think especially as comedians, we run up against this strange thing of like, we're people and products.
Mm-hmm.
Because like musicians, their products, yeah, are themselves, but they're these songs they put out.
Mm-hmm.
The jokes we put out are us as people.
Yeah.
So it's this strange level of like knowing people and then trying to find ways to still stay private and be mm-hmm. like, no, this is my life, not for you. It's really bizarre.
I keep thinking, I'm like, I should keep some things private. But I have a hard time because I love talking.
Me too. I was doing, you mentioned it before, our friend Kara Clank's podcast. They do a little thing where they're like, tell us a secret. And I'm like, I don't have any. I tell everything all the time. I can't stop talking.
I don't think I have one secret.
See, that's really how we live so honestly.
Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to think of a secret.
You'll show it somewhere in the middle of this.
I have one secret.
Oh, exciting.
I think you know it.
Well, then it's not a secret.
Well, I think it's like I have one secret that I won't talk about publicly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, but every time I do have a secret I won't talk about publicly, I have the hardest time not like dripping it out, doing the thing that people accuse Kubrick of doing. I think it's so strange, the idea that people think that Kubrick shot the moon landing and that with all of his other work was like, I gotta tell you. Okay, I can't tell you, but I'll give you secret clues. There's a clue in this.
Wait,
and I'm like,
so
that's dumb, but I'm
as
like,
to why people don't think we went to the moon.
Because
we carry computers in our pockets. Like, we went to the moon.
Well, because the moon is cheese and, you know, how can we walk on that?
It's so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like when people are like, the earth is flat. I'm like, okay, so start walking.
Also,
see when you fucking fall off.
If we were going to go to the moon, if we were going to make it a fake thing,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we would have done something more with it, or at least been manipulative with it.
Yeah,
been
right?
Like, oh, wow, there's monsters here. You guys have to make sure you drink juice every morning. So
right?
The monsters won't get us. Drink juice.
I wish the juice industry had gotten, you know, good in with NASA, so like we all had to drink juice in the morning.
Yeah, or like, oh, wow, we found relics of ancient communists that blew themselves up, because that's where communism
leads.
I
think you're right. If it was a hoax, like they would have made up something wild to go with it.
Yeah, it's just like, there we are. Bye.
I mean, it's so crazy what people won't believe. Like the moon. I don't know. We went to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the easiest answer is probably the truest one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went there. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff there.
Why don't we go to the sun? I'm kidding.
Next choice is mine. It is I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters.
Yes!
Yeah, it was originally released in 1982. It's one of the... Billboard has named it one of the 100 greatest girl group songs of all time, number 23.
Oh. What's number one? Did you guess that?
No. I stopped at 23 because this is the best. I love it.
The chorus is great.
This beginning part is great, too, though.
All of it's pretty good. Were they real sisters?
They were real sisters from Oakland.
Oh. We're going for those places.
and their last name was really Pointer. I like these slides here. Okay, we can play it out. The Pointer Sisters have 3 Grammy Awards and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They had 13 top 20 hits between 1973 and 1985.
13? I can't name another one.
Automatic, I almost put on instead of this.
Sing that.
All of my systems on. Boop, 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 doo, doo. You've heard it.
I don't know.
You find it, Aristotle. Yeah, it's not one of, like, this and Jump.
Oh, I know Jump. Wait, sing Jump.
Jump, ba-da-da-da, for my love. Okay. Neutron Dance.
What's
I'm
that?
Just burning, doing the Neutron Dance.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
I feel like those are like the, or In He's So Shy are the big ones. But this is Automatic. You got to crank
is
that a little bit more.
Is this considered disco?
I don't know what other people consider it. I would maybe call it like disco R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not full on, you hear it at the disco club.
Mm-hmm.
What you done to me? Okay, it's not starting.
I like this beginning, though.
Yeah, we'll just let it play out a little bit.
Yeah.
This one, I think, gets, even though it was another top 10 or 20 hit, it kind of has not been preserved as much. Maybe just, like, not used in as many movies and commercials.
Fair.
But I really like Automatic also.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I love the Pointer Sisters. I felt like they were, now we're moving into the like classic diva era of this playlist. Cher, Pointer
so
Sisters.
So this is Tina.
Exactly.
The best. Or best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the beginning of this really gets me going.
Are you like pointing in the mirror a lot?
No, just like moving my head. Okay. I love Tina growing up. Tina and Cher were like my two biggest idols growing up.
Two very independent women.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cher always says, she's like, you don't need a man. She's got a great quote about not needing a man. And then Tina, ferociously independent.
Well, both of them became ferociously independent out of these relationships where they were financially and professionally connected to men and very emotionally dependent on them. And I think we're sort of like, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Can't do it, won't do it. Mm-hmm. I quoted... this song at my dad's funeral. I was like, you're simply the best, better than all the rest. And then I did it again at my friend's wedding. And I was like, girl, you gotta get some more lyrics.
See if maybe there's something from Dip you can put in.
Nah.
this song was originally a Bonnie Tyler song.
Who's Bonnie Tyler?
She did Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that version got kind of popular maybe in like the UK, I think.
So wait, there's a Bonnie Tyler version of Best?
Yeah.
Can I hear that?
I don't know if I could find that. I think that was not on Spotify.
Oh.
But it was on, I found a YouTube clip of it. So I listened to it, sorry. The Bonnie Tyler version was on her 1988 album, Hide Your Heart. And it reached number 10 in Norway and 95 in the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Tina's version came out in 1989.
Tina's version is so good. The way Tina sings is incredible. She sings with her whole body.
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched her 1992 Barcelona live show. I think it was on YouTube. It's like a 2-hour show. It starts during the day and then it's nighttime.
She has so much energy.
So much energy. I would kill to see her live, and I don't think she's ever going to go on tour again.
Yeah.
I think I missed it when she did her Wildest Dreams tour. And I remember it viscerally because it was on Oprah, and Oprah was having like a Tina day. And I was like, two black women that I like.
Did you? No, we couldn't find
it. Not on Spotify.
I love her. She, I feel like was one of the first pop stars that I saw being very bold about wigs, but also as though they, like, you knew they were wigs, but they were hair-like, they weren't like candy colored.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I like that's an option.
I had no idea that they were wigs until I was like, mother, make my hair like Tina Turner's. And she was like, that's a wig. And I was like, excuse me? What do you mean that's not her hair? It was a real blow to my my mind, my heart, my soul.
I went through a weird phase in third grade where I was telling people that she was my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. That was my... I think kids... like kind of flirt with lying and are like,
but they
how
tell
deep
wild
can I go?
Lies.
That was my wild lie.
I used to tell people that I was Michelle Tanner from Full House because my middle name was Michelle, which is an insane lie because I'm not white.
That is
Tina
a real stretch.
Could be your cousin.
Yeah.
She could be.
Well,
could like second, third, fourth cousin. She could
she
be.
She could be. She could be.
There's no
way. I was
way
still crossing color lines.
I am Michelle Tanner.
Not her. Yes,
from
no.
Full House.
I mean, she was played by two different girls, so maybe.
And I was one of them.
If they were switching out you and
they just overly
one of those...
color corrected me, and that's I'm there.
Can you give me a hey dude?
Hey dude.
There you go. That sounds straight out of the show. and that is how you still answer the phone.
Uh-huh. Hey, dude.
yeah, she would be amazing to see live in concert.
Ugh.
Do you go to a lot of live shows?
Not a ton, but I do try to like lately I've been like I'll go to like one a year, but I went to Gaga. Oh, maybe that was last year. Have I been to a show this year? Oh, I think I saw Cher this year.
Oh, there you go.
And then I'm seeing Gaga again, against my better judgment.
So everyone's okay. The first time.
Well, I saw her during the Fame Monster Tour, a Fame Ball Tour, or Monster Ball Tour. Okay. It was her second tour, and it was after Bad Romance came out, and it was at Radio City, and it was fucking nuts. It was incredible.
All those little monsters.
It was all the little monsters were out. No, I was the only monster who matched their hair bow to their weave. You know, all these.
So she called you up on stage.
So she called me up on stage, and then I was like, I'm Lady Gaga, and I ate her.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. but it was just like an incredible show. Also, we ate so much Molly, and maybe it was ecstasy at the time. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, it used to be called that.
But we were rolling, and we were snorting coke.
So you're like, how could this measure up?
It was a great time. And then, well, when I went and saw the Joanne tour last year, we drank mushroom tea, and then I think we took Molly, and it kicked in, I think, right in the middle of Bad Romance, and it was, that was incredible.
That can go either way.
Oh, it was great, because I was just like,
I guess Molly, it's going to be good.
Just like moving my shoulders, making a weird little noise.
Yeah, I one of the strange reactions I've seen to this Star Is Born soundtrack is people pointing out the it's not Look What You Made Me Do, the Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That, kind of like,
which one?
The one that she sings on SNL.
Oh, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me?
All that S&M James.
Yeah. Which I like to think of as a pop remake of Dolly Parton's Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That. And people are like, yeah, see, and then she did that terrible song. And I'm like, that is a great song. It's a great pop song. You know what you're talking about, right? Lady Gaga, she did not come from the Joanne album. She got to the Joanne album. She came from, Poker Face, but even before that, Just Dance was like,
yeah,
just straight basic pop dance song.
I liked that song. I think the lyrics were on the nose, and I think that was the point.
Yeah, but like...
But also...
Have some fun.
It's a good song. I enjoyed it.
Some songs are just for having fun and moving around, being dumb.
I loved A Star Is Born. Her forehead did not move once, so I was like, she cannot win an award for this. She didn't have a full range of emotion. Mm. Also, Bradley Cooper was doing some weird Batman cosplay.
And it was like, and Sam Elliott was like right there.
Yeah, and I think he was trying to sound like Sam Elliott because they were brothers.
Well, clearly, and they even have that line like, "You stole my voice," which
and
I'm like,
I laughed too hard.
Yeah,
and then I screamed, "What is he, Ursula?" And nobody enjoyed that. people were like looking at me, and I was like, "Guys, aren't we all here for fun?"
Yeah, I saw it with a friend who hated it more than me, and I could hear her hating it during the movie, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna disappoint her afterwards."
I really loved Lady Gaga's accent with her dad, and then no accent with anybody else.
Well, I kind of believe that. Like, that's families will like pull you into that. My dad has a Scottish accent when he talks about his family, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I
liked Vox Lux. Have you seen this?
What's that?
Okay, everybody hates it,
what's
but
that?
Me. It's this movie with Natalie Portman, just came out recently,
okay.
Where she's in a school shooting. Well,
oh,
there's
no.
This girl who's in a school shooting, like a Columbine type thing, and mm-hmm. It launches her into a pop career. And then it cuts to like 20 years later when she's a Lady Gaga, uh-huh. Madonna type, and now she's being played by Natalie Portman. And she does have kind of a wild New York accent.
Uh-huh.
But I liked that because I felt like in The Star Is Born, it was like, oh, look, this woman got successful, but it had to be at the cost of bringing down this man.
Mm-hmm.
And in Vox Lux, it's like, oh, she becomes successful, but at the cost of bringing down herself. And again, fame is a real wild ride.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, sorry.
I will say this. I'm not ruining anything, but the scene where Bradley Cooper embarrasses her.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I couldn't handle it. I kept going, oh no. Oh no.
Where did you see this?
The ArcLight. Yeah. It was like sold out.
Yeah.
Nobody was my friend. Everybody hated me.
I feel like they got a little extra performance and they should be thankful.
They should be thankful.
So yeah, Tina Turner.
I love Tina Turner. Her costumes. Also, I love What's Love Got to Do With It. I think Angela Bassett does an incredible job.
She does.
And I also think Ike does an incredible, or not Ike, Jesus Christ.
Wow, Lawrence Fishburne
does an incredible job as Ike. Because, like, you hate him, but also you're like, he's compelling to watch.
And structurally, any kind of biopic is always kind of rough and hard. And mm-hmm. I felt like they really found a story arc in that that you could follow.
Arc, and it was super grounded in a way where you're like, ugh, I believe all this. Although, like, some of it is embellished.
Sure.
I read something. I don't know. You know, sometimes I read. Here's a question. Do you know about this book called Lean In?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Why?
I never heard of it.
And this came up recently?
Yes. I was at dinner with two of my friends and they said Lean In. And I was like, what do you mean Lean In? They're like, the book Lean In. I was like, what are you talking about? And they were both like, everyone has heard of this book. It's like a part of the lexicon. And I was like, no, it's not. So then I asked the two women sitting next to us. I was like, do you guys know what Lean In is? And the one was like, the book? And the other one was like, no. Oh, the book. And I was like, so everyone knows about this. So I've just been asking people and I'm the only person in America who doesn't know what Lean In is.
Well, you might be one of the only women who didn't need it. You already lean in.
I lean in so hard.
Yeah.
Because it's about like...
Don't sit back at the table and wait for your turn.
Oh, yeah. I didn't need that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I don't know about
it. Yeah, I think it might be.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
If someone writes like the like tempering in the other direction, that might be what you would pay more
the
attention
book
to.
I would have to get is, bitch, just sit down and be quiet.
Not be quiet. Bitch, sit down and take a moment.
Bitch, just take a second.
Just take a second. I could use that.
Chill out.
Yeah, that book is why I always do literally sit at the table in any kind of meeting.
Oh.
If there's a conference room or I make sure I'm at the table and make sure I'm in a good seat at the table because like I would do that and watch all these other people like kind of sit against the wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, that's not how you do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I might have taken it too literally. Next on the playlist is Queen by Janelle Monáe.
Is this off her last album?
No, this is off of The Electric Lady from 2013.
Oh.
It also features Erykah Badu.
I can't believe all of the things they say about me. Walk in the room, they throw in shade left to right. They be like, ooh, she's surfing face.
Oh, okay, I've heard this.
And I just tell them,
yeah, I... really get into Janelle Monáe's stuff until this last album this year.
Pink? And, oh, wait, no, it's not called Pink. Pink is a song on it.
Yeah.
That I like.
And I saw her at Outside Lands.
Mm-hmm.
And that has made me like kind of go back and be like, ooh, wait, what was I missing?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's always been cute. Great little pantsuits.
Yes.
Cute Pepsi commercial.
Yes.
But like,
I like Janelle Monáe, and I think it's very frustrating that she's a very great song artist and then also a wonderful actress.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
Great style.
She looks
very
good.
Stylish.
Yeah, it's really
like I love the choices she makes.
Fucking
that way.
Annoying.
Like, well, you can just do everything, can't you?
And then I thought it was weird that she came out as pansexual. I think it's so weird when people have to come out.
Yeah. Well, maybe so many people coming out will like make that less necessary.
Because I'm like, okay, if she appears at an award show with a woman, can we just assume she's dating the woman? And if she appears with a man, can we assume she's dating the man? And if she appears by herself, can we just assume she's dating herself?
Well, yes. But also, would that erase the importance of friendships?
Oh, I guess. Because like, it could be a friend.
To those things, man or woman.
But then like, so if the interviewer goes, who's your friend? And they go, not my friend. Then we know. I don't know.
Yeah, but then that's them coming out.
I guess. It's so exhausting.
Yeah.
People having to define themselves.
Yeah. And it changes and moves around.
And then there's new words.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to keep up
it's
with.
It's too much. Let's just let people be better.
And it's a weird thing that we need to let people in on.
Like, yeah.
Every time I think about people... Especially if it's not like a preference, if it's like, or like a gender preference, if it's the stuff you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear people talking about like coming out about that. Like, should I come out as kinky? Should I come out as polyamorous? I'm like,
oh,
why?
Why?
Like, I don't feel like when I meet people, I need to tell them the stuff I prefer. And I don't mean like that's the wrong thing for them to be thinking about. I think it's just, why does society need that as part of our getting to know someone if that's not the part of them you're trying to have a relationship with?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, also, you want to let the world know if you're dating Tessa Thompson.
I guess. But I would just be like, I'm dating Tessa Thompson. And if people are like, so what does that mean for you? I'm like, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know why I am now winding down. Okay. I think I went down a dating people hole just now.
Mm-hmm.
And a being too single hole.
It's tough in these streets.
It is wild. It's rough out here. But let's move on to the next song.
Mm.
It's your choice.
Is it a Cardi B?
Yeah. It's Bodak Yellow.
It's a classic. I love listening to it. It doesn't get old.
Nope.
It's a fabulous song.
It's from 2017.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes.
I truly like Cardi B. I think she's very funny. I'm all about the brand of being a very strong, independent woman. And I like when, like people gave her flack for staying with Offset when he cheated on her. And now people are like, but now you're going to divorce him. And it's like, that's her choice.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Well, yeah, and you never know what people are working through and not able to get through,
yeah.
And what point it takes. That whole like him coming on stage
was bullshit.
Do you think she was in on that?
No, specifically because like on stage she looked heated. One,
mm-hmm.
Two, she like made videos about it. It was like he's trying his best, whatever, whatever, whatever. I feel like if she was in on it, it would have been more of a production on her end.
Mm.
Like, if he got on stage, I feel like it would be in her wheelhouse if she was in on it to be like, no, blah, blah, like get in his face and make it a thing and
fight.
Make it, like, a real moment. She threw a shoe at Nicki Minaj. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think she would do something. I think she was caught off guard and... I think it's just shitty. He took a moment away from her.
I think it was fully shitty. The only reason I was like, is she in on this? Is because... He rolled on, like, stage crew helped him do it. Someone let mm-hmm. him on that stage. People rolled that shit on for him. And I'm like, how? I cannot imagine being in that crew and doing that. Like, first of all these people should be fired.
A bunch of men.
And they should be divorced. Like, whoever they're in relationships with should be like, oh, you are. You have fucked up shit happening up there in your brain.
Well, I think it was like men helping men and men being like, oh, wow, what a sick grand gesture. And I honestly think that's what it was. And if it's like, if she tours with the same people.
That's like a boundary breaking.
It is.
Totally ignoring someone else's feelings, needs, and wants.
It sucks. But like, maybe I do that to somebody and that's how I win them back.
Does it never winning someone back? I don't think ever works. If they want to
you just have to like let them come back to you.
If they do. Yeah. If it's meant to be, right? Yeah. Let them go.
Yeah.
Do what we could do. Come back. I cannot compete with someone I can't compete for someone emotionally. If I find myself in a situation where it's like, you need to win them over, mm-hmm. or like it's you or someone else, I'm just like, I'm out. It's like taking a sleeping pill for me.
It's a very weird thing for me. I always feel like I can win someone over in a relationship or like dating wise because I can do it professionally. Mm-hmm. I can walk into a room and with someone frowning at me and then leave 10 minutes later with them being like, whoa, we got to do this again. We got to put you on a show or something. Like, it's professionally great. But like romantically, I don't know. I think I can, but I truly cannot. It's never worked.
Yeah, it's not the same set of skills.
No.
Because I've tried for years to use those skills. To be like, I'm so funny. Wasn't this fun? Yeah. You felt really great. Are you going to call? Nope, never. Great. Whoa.
I don't think men like funny women.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, I have a lot of funny friends who are in relationships.
Yeah.
So that can't be true.
I think maybe a truer way to say it is men don't like women because they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they dislike funny women, but I think very few men, or at least men who were raised in the generations that we are dating, mm-hmm. and got programmed that way, that's not what attracts them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, they'll be with funny women, but us being like, I got jokes, I got business, here you go. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
They're like,
I don't care.
Okay, so give me the stuff I'm actually interested in, though.
Give me, I don't know. I don't know what men want.
I know. Yeah.
But we got that Taraji P. Henson movie coming out, What Men Want.
And then we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Just
I can't
like,
wait.
Just like Mel Gibson found out in the original.
I have a joke about that I can't do at colleges because they don't get it. So I talk about Taraji's movie, but I'm like, do you guys remember What Women Want? It was a movie that starred Mel Gibson where he could hear the thoughts of women and he used that to treat them better. And he was like, this stays in the movie. Older people get it. College kids are like, huh? And I'm like, he's bad. Don't let him back. He's bad. Yeah. Don't see Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah, I was about to say, he already came back.
Daddy's Home 2 is an insane thing to me because Mark Wahlberg's in the sequel. He's bad.
Yeah.
And then...
he blinded a man.
Yeah, he tried to murder a man. And then also Mel Gibson. And the tagline is, more daddies, more problems.
No, it's
and
not.
I was like, you wrote the joke for me. Like, this is crazy. I don't do that joke anymore because people get mad.
Also,
it bums people out.
I think I just found out I have a visceral reaction to the word daddy being pluralized.
More daddies, more problems.
Daddies is yucky.
Finally, my dog has settled down so I can put him back on the floor. And I zipped him up all the way.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank
this
you for having me.
This is a great playlist for putting on makeup. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Nicole Byer, on Instagram at Nicole Byer. My website with all my tour dates is NicoleByerWasTaken.com because NicoleByer.com was taken.
And your special just dropped
a
few days ago,
I
think.
It did on January 1st. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of it. It's called Comedians of the World. It's on Netflix and I'm third in the lineup of, And is I'm happy with it.
Yay! Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cool Playlist. I'm Eliza Skinner. You can follow me on Twitter at Eliza Skinner. You can follow the podcast at Cool Playlist Pod. You can also find our website at coolplaylistpod.com. And you can find links to all the playlists we make and anything we talk about and our Patreon. We don't have advertisers, so we rely on Patreon co-producers like you. The theme music is by Ross Bryant, the art and logo is by D. Billy at Duchess and the Queen Studio, and the podcast is produced by cool DJ Aristotle Acevedo. Oh, and you can always rate and review us on iTunes. Everybody loves that. Bye!